What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The following podcast was recorded on August 1st, 2021, between the hours of 8:35 p.m. and 8:59 p.m. Events occur in real time.
24. You, Emily Fox, but here on Pusher Recaps, we're having the worst day ever. It's that 24 Season 1 Recap Podcast, talking about 24 Season 1 Episode 11, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm taking you to find your wife and daughter.
This was such an eventful hour.
Early grade.
A plus.
That's two A pluses in a row.
I know, we're getting a real 4.0 average here.
And then at the end of it, I was like, Emily, are you mad that we can't keep watching? You go, yes.
I want to keep going.
You said, yeah.
I mean, I know we just did a back-to-back, but like...
Folks, we did a back-to-back. Fox, isn't this classic? This is what it was like in May 2020, at the end of May 2020, when we started doing Worst Day Ever, and we were like, we got to keep going. Let's do back-to-backs. And we were doing back-to-backs because we thought that we'd be doing four podcasts a week or something like that.
You thought we were going to do that. Yeah. I know better.
You played
this game where you're like, okay, so I scheduled
it
out and I did
everyone
all this.
Everyone knows. Da-da-da-da. I'm such a flake.
And then you're
my
like,
intentions are
oh,
pure.
I'm real tired.
My intentions
and I'm like,
are
yeah,
pure.
Dude.
My intentions
pace
are
yourself.
Good. My
except
intentions...
we don't have time for you to pace yourself right now. 24
my,
minutes. Let's
my
go.
My intentions are always pure, Emily Fox. But listen, we can wait. You and I in the real time, we'll wait a few nights before we watch and record episode 12, because as you can imagine, it's a very eventful episode. We're going to have the full length. We can do whatever we want. No time pressure on that one.
Yeah, that's
so we'll
true.
Really enjoy ourselves. It'll be totally great if we could wait a year between episodes, what, like 4 and 5 or whatever it was. I think that we can, I think it was between 3 and 4. We can wait a couple of nights, but we are doing this back to back. First of all, I want to thank the 5,000 people who signed up for the Post Show Recaps Patreon between last week's episode and this week's episode. I'm just assuming that happened. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps, because we are recording this about an hour after we finished recording the last one. So I'm just assuming that happened. Thank you to all 5,000 new Post Show Recaps patrons. Say hi. If you're one of the new 5,000 patrons of Post Show Recaps, make sure you introduce yourself to me. Maybe we can work out some kind of awesome deal.
Welcome.
Welcome. Let's hop into this one because it is an eventful episode. The first note that I have in my notes is, I like his little mouth. Is what you said, which I think is what you said about Dougie, our cat.
Yes, that's not
he, like,
what I said about anybody
rubbed,
on this
he
show.
He rubbed his face against your hand. He does this thing where he rubs his mouth, like actively
his teeth
on you. And I hate it. I think it's gross. I believe that you said, oh, I like his little mouth, is what you said.
So you wrote that down?
Yeah, I wrote that down because I thought
that's
that was
so
hilarious.
Silly.
All right, so let's get into the episode. I like this little episode. Begins, we're getting like a little bit of like what's going on at CTU in the Alberta Green era of CTU. Are you enjoying Alberta Green so far?
She's She's a little cold. She's cold as ice.
She plays by the book.
She's cold as this ice water you made me.
She plays by the rules. I did. I made a delicious ice water for both of us. I'm like Bobby Boucher, the water boy. I know what's up when it comes to making ice water.
I thought you were going to say Bobby Flay.
I'm telling you, I'm still pissed. We're recording this an hour later. That's not going to stop. I can't get distracted by Bobby Flay right now.
The key lime pie was good.
The key lime pie was great. I really want to get mad about Bobby Flay. Jack is driving Ted Koppel around, total turd Ted, who's
triple T.
He gets a phone call from somebody asking to meet at a parking lot.
What's his name, like Brian Harrison or something?
The guy's name is Kevin Carroll, which his name is
exactly the same name.
No, his name is Kevin Carroll, which is also the name of an excellent actor who plays John Murphy on The Leftovers, which I always thought was really funny. Once John Murphy as a character and Kevin Carroll the actor started playing him on season 2 of The Leftovers, like, oh yeah, Kevin Carroll, that's the fake Alan York. So it turns out that it's the fake Alan York is going to show up, which had Emily with a huge reaction later in the episode. As Ted is in the car, he gets this phone call. He's going to have to like meet this dude in a clandestine parking lot. Remember ages ago, Emily, when I told you like bad things happen in parking lots on 24?
Well, I also said that.
I know, when we talked about that.
Bad
and,
things
like,
always happen in parking lots.
And I was like, it's going to come back up again. And so we get like a real parking lot heavy episode this week. But anyway, so Ted's like, all right, Mark, I'm going to need you to drive me into the parking lot. And Jack is in the front. He's like, you're not Mark. And Jack's like, I'm not Mark. And so he pulls over. He pulls a gun on Ted Koppel. Says, give me the phone. Give me your phone right now. Jack is like pulled over into like the side of some wide open part of Los Angeles. And like the...
like an aqueduct that, an you aqueduct. Know, you would probably race your cars in Greece.
Yes. This also feels very Fast and Furious. I believe that there is, in the 24 video game, a big car chase sequence through the LA aqueducts.
Why do you keep saying aqueduct?
What? How should I say?
Aqueduct.
Aqueduct?
Yeah.
Aqueduct. Aqueduct?
Yeah. Think of how you spell it.
Aqueduct.
It's not aqueduct.
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 Aqueduct. Aqueduct. Okay, so the LA aqueducts, there's a chase scene. What? There's
it almost sounds like you're saying like a waterfowl, like yeah, an aqueduct.
Aqueducts. An aqueduct is a little bit redundant, don't you think?
I would say so.
A land duck, though, right? Those are real, aren't they?
Yeah, there are some ducks that are more land-based. Uh-huh.
Do you want to talk about this for a while?
I do.
So Jack climbs into the car with the guy, Ted Koppel. He's like, my name is Jack Bauer. My wife and daughter are being held by a colleague of yours. Where are they? He starts like really ripping into Ted Koppel, who at first is like, I'm just a guy. Please don't hurt me.
I'm trying to go to Denver.
I'm just trying to go to Denver. Hit the slopes.
My name's Ted.
What is it? No, it's from something about, my name's Norm. I'm a pizza delivery boy. he's like, where's my family?
I love her, man.
Mary man, Terry man. There's something about Terry that Jack just knows. So this dude holds strong. Bauer says, you're a good liar, but I've seen better. You stay put. And he leaves him in the back of the car. He's got his briefcase. He uses, he calls Nina and tries to like get all of, like the details on what's going on. It's a great Jack Bauer trope that I don't think I've picked up on until this watch, where he goes like, how's Terry? How's Alberta Green? How are things going? Like, he always just like wants to know all of the stuff. It's not just the, is Janet out of surgery? He just does the, is Janet
no,
out of surgery
I, like, listed
for everything.
Everything, right? Because I was like, is Janet out of surgery? Is Jamie okay?
Yeah, everything. Where's Kyle?
Like,
it's going to be a very long list by the end of the day.
The logistics of him trying to figure out where everyone is and what their status is.
And then Nina's like, and so how about you? How are you doing? Goes, well, I kidnapped the guy, Ted Koppel. She's like, you kidnapped Ted? Yeah,
she's,
I mean,
like, it's getting harder
word.
And harder to cover for you, man.
She says, every time I talk to you, you've done something new that's crazy. And he goes, tell me one thing I could have done differently. And since midnight, it's like, probably not shoot me, even in a flak jacket would be one.
Yeah.
We could really get into it, Jack. What could I have done differently? Maybe we could do 24 what if next week, Emily. We could do we could like take stock of a few key decisions he's made along the way, and what if he made a different choice? That could be fun. So meanwhile, Terry's like trying to reassure Kim. Rick shows up. He's like, Eli sent me here to get info. Don't tell me anything. If you don't tell me anything, I won't know. And then he goes back outside and Eli kicks the crap out.
Yeah, which like I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's all right. Eli will get his. meanwhile, what?
Eli will get his. I am vampire.
I'm a vampire. Suck it. Nina is gonna True Blood in Worst Day Ever format would be really funny. It's too much. We wouldn't be able to do it in a half
this
hour.
This is what happens when we do a back to back. We're like getting punchy. Loopy.
Yeah. So Nina is like getting like all the details on Ted Koppel to like kind of give Jack like the psych eval, right? And like sort of like tell him like how to deal with this guy. And basically, like, says, like, he's got this really huge resume. His dad died early, so he probably knows a lot of, like, self-reliance.
He's super smart.
He's got a heart condition. Jack's like, I know, I've got his pills. These are Chekhov's pills. We'll get into them later. And she's like, I wish I'd had more time. I could have really given you a better evaluation. And he's like, you did great. So Jack now knows, according to Nina, she says, the threat of pain may be more effective than pain itself. But this is all guesswork. And so Jack,
who says that?
Jack stands in
what
front of the car.
What a weird way to phrase that.
He takes his jacket off. He like starts like uncuffing his cuffs. He's doing it very slowly, all while trying to like make eye contact with Ted Koppel from the car to start like putting the fear of Bauer into him. And I told you last time that this episode was the one that got me hooked on Jack Bauer.
Yeah, because, I can see why.
Because this is the episode where Jack Bauer, like, if this is your first... like,
he's like, give me your washcloth. I got something to show you.
This isn't quite my first exposure to Jack Bauer because I saw the one where he's with Lauren the waitress as my first episode. That's, like, more character-driven stuff. And then last week, he's really just hiding under cars. But this time, like, he's going to, like, say to this dude, like, you ever heard about a Russian gulag? They made do with what they had, sort of like what I'm doing now. He pours a water bottle on a hand towel.
I thought he was going to help cool him off.
I thought he was going to rat tail him on the first watch.
No, he was like, of course my hands are sweaty. I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm terrified. Which he does so say that silly. At one point. He's like, my hands are sweating. I'm terrified. I'm meeting Kevin Carroll.
So I thought he was going to be like, here, let me wipe you down.
Yeah, he does give up the name Kevin Carroll, and Jack says, Nina, run a background on a Kevin Carroll. He's a machine tool salesman, probably an alias. And Emily goes, probably an Aries.
That's what I thought he said.
Yeah.
Probably an Aries.
But then Jack shows him this hand towel. He pours water all over it. He says, have you heard about the Russian gulag? They had to make do with what was around because they didn't have a lot of resources. It's sort of like what I'm doing now. He says, you probably don't think that I could put this down your throat, but I can. All the way is what he says. I never forgot how Kiefer Sutherland said all the way.
Which is disgusting.
Except for this little bit at the end. This was all very evocative. It was like, I was like an 11th grader watching this being like, this is crazy.
And given how many hand towels you probably used to have in your house.
Yeah. And he's like, and when your stomach's...
multicolored washcloth.
Your stomach's going to digest this towel. I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to take your stomach lining out. It'll take you a week to die. And this dude's like, you're disgusting. This is disgusting.
Also, is that real?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that. I have no idea.
I shudder to think.
Wouldn't your body just be like, I'm going to throw this up?
This is the start of like one of the things that 24 gets really deeply into, and like the further and further and further into it they get, like just sort of like the grosser and grosser becomes, and like the less creative and like compelling I feel like it becomes is like the torture porn stuff that's really associated with 24 and sort of like the post 9/11 stuff, like it's not fantastic, really doesn't hold up super well.
Do they touch on waterboarding a ton?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They go there. I feel like one thing about this season that I like is that it is so personally tied to like the Jack Bauer story. So like this is like this like disgruntled agent who's like doing whatever he's got to do to apply his old tricks to save his family.
Right.
So it just like makes it feel a little bit more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely, this episode is like the start of something historically for 24. It's worth noting for like historical purposes, but at least here he's like talking about it and not doing it. And I think like there is a difference between that,
at least
as far as like the viewing experience.
But it also does kind of give you insight because later on he's talking about classified documents and being in Belgrade and all of that. So it's like, oh, did he learn that technique there?
Right.
Like,
some things are starting to come together. Our cat is playing with a mouse right now, Dougie, and that little mouth. So this dude, Ted Koppel, is like, I want to see my family too. I know you want to see your family. Look at them in my wallet. They're so cute. And Jack's like, don't know about any of this.
That's because it was a newspaper clipping.
Yes.
That was like a magazine family.
Oh my God. We've got about 10 minutes.
Okay,
hurry. A little bit more, a little bit less. 10:21, Mr. Drazen shows up. And he pulls the plug. He says, you guys failed. You screwed this up. And Gaten's like, what the hell? You're just going to quit? And Drazen says, no. We've got a contingency plan, but it doesn't involve you. And I think that you said Gaten's just yawned.
Which means that he's resigned.
He's
got
to quit. He's got to resign.
Sorry, it's not a very good joke.
Drazen says he's not. I thought it was pretty good in the moment. Maybe it isn't replaying as well, but it was really funny at the time. Drazen is going to give Gaten 30 minutes to begin the process of clearing out. No, it's like 30 minutes to find Bauer or else clear out and kill the family. So he's not going to succeed at that.
Imagine if your name rhymed with the word raisin.
Mm-hmm. That would be Victor Drazen.
That would be pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty good. So David is going to threaten Carl to come over. Come to the valley. Be here by 11. I need to talk to you. He's going to threaten Carl. Meanwhile, Jack is just like hitting the hood of the car with a wet towel. to freak him out. And he's like, all right, we're going to go take a drive. We're going to go find Kevin.
And Nina's like, I kind of feel like maybe you have the wrong guy.
It's possible you have the wrong guy. Jack's like, I don't think so, but I don't even care anymore. At 10:30 and 20 seconds, Terry is feeling sick still. She's got this pain in her stomach that's coming and going.
It's called diarrhea. I'm sorry, but
you
it's
did,
true.
You did say she ate the muffin. And I had this moment. I was like, the muffin? Who's muffin? And remembered that Rick brought them breakfast.
And maybe she has an egg allergy like me.
Aw,
this
possible.
Is probably what time it would happen if I ate a muffin around 7 a.m.
Yeah, it would right? kick it around 10:30.
Yeah, that's the really great thing about spacing this out time-wise.
Delayed reaction.
Not a delayed reaction. Your body is starting to digest things. Maybe like you're a little bit on like, you know, autopilot right now because you're so freaked out.
Yes.
Diarrhea.
Oh my God. Cha-cha-cha. So in the back of the car as Jack is driving Ted, he reaches into... what do you call that? The armrest? It's an armrest, right? is that what it's called? No?
It's like one of those folding out armrests that's like a compartment to the chair.
It connects
like,
to the trunk.
No, it connects to the seating that you're in.
Yeah, but doesn't it sometimes it can connect to the trunk through the
back? Well, sometimes you can push another layer down and then you can open the trunk.
He's got a knife in there. And so he's going for the
like
knife.
A switchblade?
He's got like a little knife there. It's a Microtech Halo, according to what Jack says, which sounds pretty hardcore. Mm-hmm. So he gets the knife. Back at the school, David, after like in between signing basketballs for people, I love this note of David Palmer being like this hero basketball player, this college basketball player. This follows him around. It's just like a little character note that you see in the background.
Truth.
He's like, Sherry, did you talk to Carl? She's like, yeah, I did. He's like, didn't you think you would tell me about that? I don't know. So they're in dire straits, these two.
Also, I feel bad that David keeps having to talk to this one administrator of the school who keeps like asking him all these...
She's probably having a great time.
Clearly she is, but he keeps being like, well,
would you just excuse me 1 second? A lot is going on.
Yeah.
He's going to talk to Mike, his chief of staff. He's like, you wanted me to ask you about Jack Bauer? That's my Mike Novick impression.
It's
you wanted
good.
To know about Jack? And Palmer says, yeah, so... let me ask you something. Does it just so happen to be that something was going on with Jack Bauer? Is there a gap in his record from a summer of 2 years ago? And Mike goes, how did you know that? And David Palmer says, we'll get into that into it later in a future episode.
Huh.
So David Palmer seems to know something about Jack Bauer that we currently do not. So Jack, meanwhile, he's going to go into the car with Koffel. Koffel's going to try and get one over on Jack. And it goes poorly, breaks his wrist, and now he breaks his act. This dude is a bad guy. He's speaking in Serbian.
Yeah, which is crazy. Did not expect.
Big moment. And Jack's like, you speak Serbian? You from Belgrade? And this guy says, you deserve everything that's happening to you, Bauer.
It's crazy.
You will pay.
Your mouth is doing the exact same thing this guy's was.
My little mouth?
Yeah, your little mouth.
I like
mouth.
His little mouth. Maybe it was mine the whole time. He has a heart attack, and Jack's like, I got your pills. Take your pills. And he's like, I'm not going to do it. And so he dies. He like puts the pills in the guy's mouth, and he just spits them all out. So he dies. this guy is who Jack thought he said he was, except with like this added layer of like, he's not even really Ted Koeful, it seems. He's like in deep cover of some kind. So was that pretty wild? Because this blew me away as a kid.
Yeah, no, I did not expect it. But actually, you know, when you think about it more in depth, there's been so many twists and turns with the plot lines where I'm like, oh my God, it's so much smarter than I thought it would be. So like, this was one of those.
It was a cool twist.
Easter eggs, yeah, if you will.
It was a cool twist. At 10:41:35, we come back from commercial and Jack is crying on the phone with Nina. It's like, I'm screwed everything up.
I'm so tired.
He's like McBauer. It's like his MacGruber moment. I've screwed everything up, Nina. Oh my God. Yeah. 24 minutes, McBauer.
He says, you have about 6 minutes.
He goes, there's something's very wrong. This is personal. They're coming after me. So he's like freaking out. He's been up for over 24 hours. This is a lot of information to process. But he tells Nina, like, he starts to kind of like pull himself together. He's like, I need you to dig into my field assignments. There's one from 2 years ago called Operation Nightfall. It took place across Belgrade and Kosovo.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. And then he begins the process of like kind of like Weekend at Bernie's-ing Ted Koeful's dead body to like prop him up in the back of the car. Tony,
great decoy though.
Tony comes to Nina. He's like, don't you think we should probably tell Alberta what we're doing about Jack? She's like, no. He's like, fine. Then at at 10:44, Kim starts to fall asleep, and Terry's like, do not sleep. Don't sleep. Then Rick shows up. He's like, I've got a gun for you guys. This is the best I can do. Sorry. And then he leaves. And even Kim, who earlier was like, don't beat up Rick. Rick leaves. And she's like, Rick, you scoundrel.
What are we supposed
loser.
To do? Shoot our way out?
Very funny. But Terry is like, we are alive. We do not give up. We're going to do this.
And then her stomach's like,
oh my God, it's that muffin. back in the parking lot, somebody shows up to the Ted Koeful car. It's Alan York, or is it Kevin? Where's my wife? And so now Jack is like back in control because he sees this
such
guy.
Such a
like,
badass moment.
And yeah, so this dude who like killed Janet and had been driving around with Terry all morning, who's been gone for a couple hours, he's back. He pulls out his gun. He shoots at the bulletproof glass. Nothing happens. You go, he didn't even flinch.
No, his eyes blink, but that's it. Every single shot, he just goes,
And then he just starts driving all over the place and eventually knocks him out. And at this point, Emily Fox screams, give this show an Emmy. And eventually they do. at 10:51:46, Jack wakes up Kevin. He's like, where's my family? Punches him in the stomach. And he's like, I'm pretty good at tolerating pain. He's like, we'll find out.
Yeah. Have you seen this washcloth?
Yeah. Let me tell you, do you know about the Russian gulag?
That would be amazing if he said the exact
just
said
the exact same,
same
speech. They make a deal. He's like, I'm going to take you to your wife and daughter. We got to go soon because they're like expendable now. So we're really racing against the clock.
Which is a helpful thing for him to say, actually.
Yeah. But you have to let me go. So the arrangement is take me there and then I will let you go. That is the agreement. I love when Jack Bauer like really close talks him. He's like, this is my family we're talking about. This is them. This is the agreement. Mr. Drazen tells Gaines, kill the Bowers. Our contingency doesn't involve them. And so that order is put into place. Meanwhile, David Palmer does meet up with Carl. He shows up at the school. And like Carl like does this thing that like 24, you know, they love like a shadow cabal. It's like, I don't work for you, David. You don't work for the American people. We work for the people with the money.
I mean, there is some...
Of course there's some truth to it.
Truth to it,
of course. The show really loves to go in on that, though. And then they, like, really ham it up the deeper the show goes. And
got it.
The lolly loo lay low. That's a Metal Gear Solid reference. David's going to go and take matters into his own hands. He's going to talk to Dr. Ferragamo himself. He doesn't want this guy to get killed, so he's going to take matters into his own hands. Meanwhile, speaking of getting killed, Eli shows up to Terry and Kim goes, well, I guess it's time to kill you. I'll make it quick. And then Terry, who got this gun from Rick, just like points it in Eli's face, but she forgot to take the safety off. And so she shoots at him, but it doesn't work. And so they get into a big fight. And eventually Terry is able to get the gun and she shoots him in the back. And then she shoots him again.
Yeah, because they're expecting two shots.
Yeah, whoever knew he was coming expected two shots. That was the second shot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do something with his body. But like, how much time do they have before they are found here? Well, Emily, it's a good thing that as the episode draws to a close, Kevin Carroll and Jack Bauer are in the car on their way to his family. And Emily Fox, next week, is season 1, episode 12, the episode that was originally, I believe, intended to be the finale of 24.
Wow.
Should the series not continue past this point? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Does that make what how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I like having that information because now I can go into it and looking at it from both perspectives.
Yes, there's a lot going on. The good news, Emily, is we have no time constraints next week. We're going to be able to just talk it all through.
Woo!
We'll be back next week with another worst day ever. We hope you got your feedback questions in. It's way too late if you didn't. Going to be a really fun time. We'll do all sorts of predictions. Maybe another one of those death games.
We got to go. We
got
to go.
We got some fun stuff. All right. That's the podcast this week. This, folks, make sure you send your stuff in for future podcasts. Josh at PostShowRecaps.com. Join us in the Post Show Recaps patron Discord. Thank you to the 5,000 new patrons of Post Show Recaps. Patreon.com/PostShowRecaps. If you want to be 5,001, feel free to slide in. We'd love to meet you. We'll be back next week with an extra sized episode of Worst Day Ever, talking 24, season 1, episode 12. Until then, everybody, take care.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.